Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We're your hosts, Jill Dunn and Carlene Higgins.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Breaking Beauty Podcast. I'm your co-host, Carlene Higgins, and I'm here with my fabulous co-host, Jill Dunn. Hello, Jill. How are you?
I'm doing great, Carlene. I mean, by the time this episode airs, I'll be on a plane. I'm heading to Prince Edward Island. Feel very fortunate to be able to work remotely for most of the summer. And who knows, maybe I'll like listen to this episode a few times while I'm lying on a beach or going for a walk and eating a lobster roll. Like, you just never know where this content will end up.
I do wonder how many podcasters listen to their own episodes. I do it sometimes, not a lot, but every once in a while I have to listen back.
I listen to Juicy Scoop on occasion with Heather McDonald, mm-hmm. and she talks about how she listens to her own podcast back, and her sons, who are older, who are teenagers, they're just like, what kind of psychopath listens to their own podcast in their car? And I think that might be a bridge too far. Like, I'll listen in my AirPods mm-hmm. when no one else could know that I'm listening. Because sometimes, basically, a little behind the scenes, sometimes we edit these episodes really far in advance. And then by the time it comes out, it's like even a little bit of a fun little surprise for me to listen to see how it all like turned out, you know?
Well, I, for one, am super excited for today's episode. I'm going to be listening back, that's for sure. It's with Dr. Nigma Talib. And I have actually teased this episode twice now to our listeners. So the day is finally here. Dr. Nigma is here. Jill, tell everybody what she's all about.
So Dr. Nigma, she is a world-renowned naturopathic doctor. She's practiced for more than 20 years. She's worked with Rosie Huntington-Whiteley, Kate Bosworth, and even makeup artist Charlotte Tilbury. And mm-hmm. she really takes a personalized, holistic approach to her patients' wellness goals and beauty regimens in her clinics that are all over the world, London, New York, Vancouver, LA. And honestly, it took us like 3 months to even get her in the studio to be available to do this interview. She wanted to do it. It was just like, that's how booked and busy she is.
One thing that's so unique about Dr. Nigma is that not only is she a naturopathic doctor, but she has one ear to the ground when it comes to beauty. She wrote a book called Younger Skin Starts in the Gut. She also has her own line of nutritional supplements and skincare. She even does facials. And this is all based on her years of clinical and lab testing. I think having this unique perspective, she's really considered a leader in the field, been interviewed by Vanity Fair, W Magazine. You see her name crop up quite a bit. I've shared with you guys, our listeners, this sort of struggle that I've been having with my gut and my skin. That's why I'm so excited to hear from her today. And that's what she's going to share with us, is really all about that gut and skin connection and how even signs of aging can apparently start in your gut.
I mean, she's the type of person, she says, that when she's walking past people in the street, she's kind of like almost not judging, but she can diagnose someone if they have, quote unquote, wine face or sugar face or dairy face. Mm-hmm. And the list goes on. And I just find that absolutely fascinating when someone's like that in tune with how the body works and how it shows up on our face sometimes.
So today I'm going to be asking her questions about my own condition. Sorry, guys, a little bit of a takeover at moments. And we also dive deeper with Dr. Nigma about how it is that she performs vampire facials. You know, she developed this red carpet facial. I find that so fascinating.
And, you know, she really gets into accessible gut care sort of tips and tricks for all of us, even if you're not even necessarily on a journey of your own. I think there's still a ton of takeaway. And we'd really like to hear from all of you on, you know, topics like this, the sort of verge on beauty and wellness. Do you like this type of content? Would you like to see more of these types of experts? We're personally interested in them. So we're thinking by extension, you all will naturally be interested in them as well. But please give us the feedback in DMs or, you know, write us a note in our Facebook chat room. Be sure to join us in there. And of course, please, like always, follow us on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, and rate and review, or even just share this episode with a friend. Always helps to bring more people into the Breaking Beauty family.
Here she is, Dr. Nigma Taleb. Today's episode is brought to you in part by Sephora. So I know that a lot of you love to shop the clean at Sephora aisles. So I wanted to let you know which of my five favorite products I'm loving for summer that are all clean at Sephora. Number one, Say Super Glowy Gel in Sun Glow. This product has become my desert island beauty product. It's a bronzy, cool tone gel that I use with my fingers to contour in the hollows of my cheeks and along the hairline. Instant glowy girl vibes. I wear it every day. Number two, Rose Ink Cream Blush Cheek and Lip Color in Foxglove. This is a new discovery for me. It's a warm terracotta shade. My skin leans a little bit dry, so I love a cream blush formula. This one is great because you get that natural, pretty flush, but you can also build it up and get even more pigment and staying power. Number three, Ilia Daylight Highlighting Powder in Sunstruck. This is Ilia's most underrated product, in my opinion. It's a super lightweight, finely milled powder. I just sweep it onto the high points of my face, but it's the shade that has me in a chokehold. It's a beautiful rose gold that just looks so right and so flattering for the summer. Number four, Milk Makeup Infinity Long Lasting Waterproof Eyeliner in Limitless. This is my ride or die eyeliner, you guys. I press it into my lash line every morning for definition. It's a dark brown color that's never too heavy, perfect for summer with all the warmer tones I'm loving. Stays put and it's ophthalmologist tested, so it's safe for water lines too. Lastly, Caliray Come Heller High Water Volumizing Tubing Mascara. This is absolutely the mascara I'll be bringing to Europe with me this summer. Does not budge. So easy to wash off because it's a tubing mascara, and I love the way it separates and defines my lashes. Did I miss anything that's hashtag damn good? You guys let me know. Look for the clean seal at Sephora, and to learn more, visit sephora.com/clean. Hello and welcome to Breaking Beauty Podcast. This is Dr. Nigma Taleb. Thank you for joining us. I wanted to start by asking you about your book, Younger Skin Starts in the Gut. And this is a book that Penelope Cruz has praised. I feel like as a layperson, you would think that aging is just a natural thing that happens to all of us. And, you know, there's nothing we can really do aside from sunscreen and things like that. So tell us, like, how do you know that you can have younger skin based on how your gut is functioning?
Absolutely. And I want to applaud you for that. Yes, there is nothing wrong with aging. Aging is a natural occurrence, and aging is actually quite beautiful when you think about it. I mean, with it comes wisdom and these beautiful lines, like, you know, there's some wisdom. Mm-hmm. You earn those lines. So I think where I come from it, from my book, is that I want to reduce all body inflammation. And we know that starts in the gut. And we know that there are many factors. There's like 100 trillion bacteria in your gut. So if they're fed the wrong foods and the wrong drinks, they're going to cause chaos and they're going to cause inflammation in the body. And that's going to cause aging, premature aging.
Inflammaging, I believe they call it.
Mm-hmm. It is.
And I understand, Dr. Nigma, that from years of practice and as a naturopathic doctor, you can literally look at people walking by. This is a good party trick, I think, and be able to identify if they have what you call gluten face or dairy face or wine face. Tell us about that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, is there a word for when you have all three? Because I think that's me. You know, I know we're not judging today. So tell me about this.
There's actually four faces that I talk about. Okay. So it's gluten face, dairy face, wine face, and sugar face. So wine face and sugar face are very similar. Wine face, as we know, is basically fermented sugar in the gut. And it causes your gut to increase in candida bacteria. That causes inflammation, and it can cause, you know, deepened nasolabial folds, redness of the skin. That's all from inflammation. Then you have sugar face, which we know, I mean, it's not a pretty and sweet face. It actually causes inflammation and causes your skin to sag. So remember, sugar equals skin sagging. And then the gluten face is inflammation in the gut, leaky gut, puffy face, you know, like that next day after you've had pizza. And then dairy face is just like the darkness under the eyes and puffiness on the eyelids. And that's because dairy is mucus forming and it causes you to have your sinuses overwhelmed. So then you tend to get puffiness around the eyes.
What are some of the most common reasons that people come to you? And what do you typically send them away with as a protocol?
Well, people typically come to me for their health and wellness concerns. So I treat chronic illnesses. Naturopathic doctors are pioneers. We are the ones that basically are functional medicine. And I think what's happened is that there are other professions that want to practice naturopathic medicine, so they call it functional medicine. But naturopathic medicine is functional medicine and is a pioneer. And we look at the root cause of illness. So I will treat any chronic illness when it comes to the gut. That's one of my specialties. And the combination of the skin and the gut is where patients come to see me. Someone might say, I've had bloating, gas, constipation, diarrhea. I know these are not sexy topics, but I talk about them all day long. And also, doctor, I've noticed that my skin is prematurely aging. So I'll work at the level of the gut first, and then I will go to the skin, because whatever treatments I do on the skin is going to work really, really well once I get the gut in check.
And if I had to guess, I bet that you see a lot of clients who are coming in for help with acne and breakouts. And, you know, if someone wants to know where to start with acne and diet or gut health, but maybe they don't have access to a naturopathic doctor, what do you suggest as a starting point? Because I think that it is just so frustrating when you're getting breakouts and you're just like, what do I do?
You know, there's so many reasons why people break out. But if we start at, and you know, that's a really good question. Not everyone can afford to come and see me or can find me or get an appointment. So, I mean, number one, try to find a naturopathic doctor in your area, because there are some really great docs that can really help if you're having really stubborn acne. But I recommend read my book if you can. It's called Younger Skin Starts in the Gut. And it has a 4-week program. For acne, I recommend at least going on the program for 3 months. It includes avoiding dairy, sugar, wine, and gluten, but it gives you alternatives. So you're not like left, you know, in the lurch trying to figure out, okay, what are alternatives to gluten? What are alternatives to dairy? And some really healthy ways of eating to resetting the gut, which will then help reset the hormone imbalance.
Okay, I love that. I love that there's practical solutions and alternatives, because when I heard all of the things that you mentioned eliminating, it was like, your life is over. Joy kill is dead. So I like the idea of, you know, having these practical suggestions. So imagine I'm a new patient. I come to you. I wish. What are the first processes? What sort of tests? Like, what could somebody expect?
So I will get you to go home and do a poop test. So you'll have to do a 3-day poop test. I know it's a crappy job, but you're going to have to do it. It's going to allow me to evaluate the good, the bad, and the ugly, who's living in the gut. I'll quite often run a food intolerance profile as well to see if there's any inflammation with the foods that you're eating. I will run a hormone profile if it's acne related, or if you're in the age of perimenopause to menopause. It depends. And then I'll run full blood work. The blood work that naturopathic doctors do go above and beyond conventional healthcare models. So we'll use like a really large selection of different analytes to measure inflammation, to measure stored iron, to measure your thyroid, to look at really all kinds of viruses in your body to see if there's anything that, you know, is creating this havoc and creating the inflammation cascade. So, you know, kind of think of me like a private detective, a private biochemical detective looking at the root cause of what could be causing inflammation at the cellular level. And it's really funny. I've been doing all these poop stories on my Instagram.
Your TikToks have gone viral, I think.
Yes. I think I had like 8 million views on this one Instagram and TikTok. But it's because people are really interested and we all poop. So it's important to know, like, maybe you're not getting a straight A for your poop sample there because you're not eating optimal for you.
No, it's true, because you don't know what's quote unquote normal or not, because it's something that you're doing in private. So I think that's a great point. And also, I had a question because you mentioned all of those tests that you do, which I think is amazing, and it seems pretty 360. How do you know when there's could be like a mental health or stress issue that could be connected to your gut? Is there kind of a test for that?
That is an excellent question. There is some tests for that, but usually I can get that in the consultation with the patient, you know, in terms of, you know, having trouble falling asleep, staying asleep, anxiety throughout the day, cortisol fluctuations. We can measure cortisol levels throughout the day, starting in the morning all the way to midnight, and looking at that diurnal variation and seeing if there's any upset in the cortisol. That's one way to say, okay, this person has high levels of cortisol in the evening and should have high cortisol levels in the morning. So they're kind of opposite. So I think that is a good question. And usually I can get that in the intake. But guess what, ladies? Your gut microbiome will determine how and if you're going to have depression and anxiety, because most of the serotonin receptors are in your gut, not your brain.
I want to ask you, because I know that you get such a variety of patients coming through your door, and I'm curious with some more lifestyle changes that have become really commonplace over the last few years. So intermittent fasting, keto, and even weight loss in drugs that have been used to lose weight for diabetes and whatnot, like Ozempic. What's your experience with people who have undergone these diet or lifestyle changes who have also come to you? What's their skin like? I know it's a big question. You could probably write a book on this, but what's sort of your take on that?
Yes. I mean, there have always been diets and, you know, fad diets and diets to try. And I think that we all need to remember that each of us are unique. And so there's not going to be one size fits all for everyone. Right. So, you know, what might work for you won't work for me. And having said that, with things like Ozempic, which is semaglutide, it's a peptide, it's been used actually for quite a number of years. It's, you know, in patients with type 2 diabetes, it's quite safe and effective. And now it's proving to show, you know, more weight loss. The problem is that in people who have already low blood sugar levels, it can actually create more havoc in the body than good. So it can cause you to have really horrible side effects, nausea, vomiting, and extreme weight loss, which, you know, when you lose the volume in your face, you can actually, I mean, I know they termed it Ozempic face. I thought that was quite funny. I wonder if they got it after my gluten face and dairy face. Who knows? But I should add that too. But yes, it can cause your skin to prematurely age because you're actually losing volume in your face. However, saying that, people who have type 2 diabetes or have higher levels of something called hemoglobin A1C, it does help lower that, which actually lowers the circulating blood sugar in the body so that it doesn't cause toxicity in the system and therefore doesn't cause premature aging. So for individuals who need it, I see incredible results. And for the first time, patients note that, look, doc, I'm able to lose weight finally. It also helps shape their eating patterns. So they're more mindful about what they're eating. So again, one man's poison is another man's medicine. So I think if we can look at it that way and we can work with these drugs in a very safe and effective way, you know, they can be actually good for you.
Not a week goes by that I don't use a product from The Way, and that's why I'm grateful that they are a show partner for this episode. So the whey is always in my shower, whether I'm at home, on vacation, or traveling for work. I personally love, love, love the detox shampoo because it's a clarifying shampoo, but it does not strip my strands at all. I use it once a week and it deeply cleanses away dirt and oil and product buildup. It uses apple cider vinegar and hair strengthening keratin. And I really notice that I get a lot more shine and this noticeable lift at the roots. Plus, it's free from SLS, phthalates, and parabens, and it's safe for all hair types, including color-treated hair like mine, as well as keratin-treated and Brazilian blowouts. And they really tailor their formulas to hair type and texture. So whether your strands are fine, medium, or thick, whey is just your type. No matter what your hair needs, so if it's volume or shine or hydration, the Whey's line of shampoos and conditioners are made to give your strands exactly what they need, helping you with multiple hair concerns to get on your way to good hair days every single day. And I also have to shout out the packaging. It's got total quiet luxury vibes with its iconic white bottles and this serene black typeface, and it even smells luxurious. Great news, you can try one of my favorite hair brands and save with our exclusive promo code. So get on your way to healthier hair one day at a time with shampoos and conditioners that are just your type. Go to thewhey.com, that's spelled T-H-E-O-U-A-I.com, and use code BEAUTY15 for 15% off your entire purchase. That's thewhey.com, spelled T-H-E-O-U-A-I.com, and use code BEAUTY15 for 15% off your entire purchase. We'll link to this offer in our show notes and on our website.
This episode is brought to you in part by Starface. Popping in to remind you about the star-shaped pimple patches from Starface that everyone from Justin Bieber to Bella Hadid have been spotted wearing. They look really cute, but maybe you're wondering, do they actually do anything? Turns out they do. Hydro Stars are made with 100% hydrocolloid, which means they're great for absorbing fluid and minimizing any redness while they shrink spots. You can carry them around as well. They come in a little yellow compact that holds all of your stars and has a mirror for easy application. That's the one my daughter has, so she can pop on a star right in between classes if she needs to. And Starface just dropped the newest addition to their compact collection called Big Blue. Each compact comes with 32 of Starface's Hydro Star Plus salicylic acid patches, a powerful formula that's been named Best Pimple Patch by Cosmopolitan, Glamour, Bustle, and Women's Health. In fact, Starface now has a full lineup of Hydro Star pimple patches for whatever mood you're in. There's the original yellow, an extra large size, a colorful multi-pack, a solid black, and they always have cool limited edition drops that really go quickly among collectors. If you're ready to start celebrating and decorating your pimples, you can shop the entire Starface collection at starface.world. And for a limited time, all Breaking Beauty listeners are getting 15% off their first purchase when you enter the code Breaking Beauty at checkout. Again, that's 15% off your first starface.world order with the code Breaking Beauty. We'll link to this offer in our show notes and on our website. And now back to the show. I have been so excited to talk to you because personally, this is something that I feel is like really affecting me now. And I've had a lot of stuff come up with my face over the past over a year now. And it's very strange and seemed to have come out of nowhere. First, it was like I had this red down the center of my face, these flare-ups that would happen like once a month. And my face would be burning and then itchy for a week. And then it would subside. And the derm thought it was seborrheic dermatitis. So I used this antifungal. I was like, I don't even have flakes in my hair, but okay, that was weird. I did the protocol. And then for the last, since December, I've gotten all of this acne on my chin, especially in the marionette lines and their whiteheads and like a lot of bumps. And I haven't had acne since I was a teenager. And it's right in the marionette lines, not even where I used to get acne. So it's like, very, very strange. And my question to you is, would you, coming from where you're coming from, say, absolutely, this is a gut issue. We need to get this sorted. Or should I start with my family physician, a derm? What What should I do?
Well, you're asking the right person. You know.
Okay. Yes.
I mean, you and I have a one-on-one discussion, but you know, I'm going to ask you some questions back. Are you having bloating, gas, constipation, or diarrhea by the end of the day? Any of those stick out?
I mean, I would say definitely around the weekends in particular. And I have noticed I've had some almost like when it happens on the weekends, usually that's when I have spicy food is a massive, I cannot tolerate spicy food. Like speaking of stool, there's like some blood going on and like there's also like a bit of a burning sensation on my stomach lining. So I'm like something is wrong in there and I just don't even know where to start.
So we have to think of the gut lining. It's only one cell. So it's like paper thin. And so when you damage the gut lining with things like spicy food or gluten or dairy or sugar, wine, any of those
wine.
Or any toxic agents that you ingest, it can cause something called leaky gut. And you can also damage the intestinal mucosa. So it sounds like there could be like potentially an ulcer or, you know, we'd want to rule that out and want to measure different bacteria in the gut. So I would definitely do a full stool analysis on you. I would run a food intolerance test and then put you on a plan according to what it turns up with. And I can pretty much tell you 90 to 99% of my patients get better. I rarely have a patient that, you know, I struggle with. If I have had one patient that I've struggled with and I've sent her to another doctor for a fecal transplant, which is another discussion. We can have a whole podcast on
that. Oh, yes. Part two is going to be all about poop. That's a whole other
can
episode.
Can we please? Yes.
100%. But just going back to what I said before, maybe people don't have access to naturopathic doctors. So if someone like Carlene is experiencing all those things and their skin is out of whack and it's just like I think it's very overwhelming. You're not sure where to start. So should you go to a physician first and then go to an ND, or what's the relationship there?
Yes. I mean, there are affordable naturopathic consultations. You can look at the American Association of Naturopathic Medicine and they can direct you to a naturopathic doctor in your area. Definitely, you know, you probably, you know, when you hear the word blood, you need to see a gastroenterologist right away. And quite often they'll send you for a colonoscopy and I would recommend an endoscopy as well. So measuring the upper side of the GI tract and also the lower just to rule out there's nothing sinister. There's no, you know, major polyps or, you know, damage to the intestinal mucosa. Mm-hmm. But again, you know, you've noticed a correlation yourself. You said, you know, it happens on the weekends when I have spicy food. Maybe do you have alcohol as well? Or maybe do you
It's alcohol, spicy food, rich foods, restaurant foods, you know.
Restaurant foods. And, you know, maybe from one of those times you've contracted something from the food you've eaten as well. So you've also inherited a visitor living in your gut rent free. So, you know, perhaps, you know, that's where the stool test would be really worthwhile with a naturopathic doctor to assess that.
We can't talk about gut health and not talk about prebiotics, probiotics specifically. You know, that's another topic we could talk about for an hour because it is complex. So how do you choose the right one? Do you think everybody should be on a prebiotic kind of regimen at this point?
So I came up with my first probiotic in 2014 and I sold with luxury line Net-a-Porter. And they were the first luxury line to sell supplements. They now no longer sell supplements, period, but it did extremely well. And the reason is because people are very confused what kind of probiotic to take. I quite often say, make sure it's doctor made, you know, somebody that has experience with patients. You know, the seed brand, I've heard definitely from other patients they've liked, but I've also created a probiotic using the DDS1 strain. And that strain it survives the gastric mucosa. And that's the problem with probiotics is once you take them, the GI tract is a very treacherous environment. Like it's filled with, you know, acidity, bile acids. There's all kinds of swishing going around. And the DDS1 strain is the only one with 50 years of research to actually show that the probiotic stays in the gut lumen the longest without causing adverse side effects. So I try to go with probiotics that work and stay within the gut lumen so that the patient gets their, you know, money's worth, for lack of a better word, and also more highly absorbable and safe.
That's right. Okay, so that's something to look for on the label, DDS1, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, are you an esthetician in your side hustle, your part-time? I mean, I saw on your Instagram that you were working on Gwyneth Paltrow and you were doing what looked like a vampire facial. So tell us about that.
Yeah. So I basically, as a naturopathic doctor in my 30s, I said to myself, I need to get, you know, into the skincare, because I couldn't find any good skin treatments or skincare routine products. So I created my own, and I do skin and gut because I feel like you can't have a complete picture of someone if you don't do both. Gwyneth Paltrow had asked me to be on her Netflix show, Goop Lab, and we did a microneedling treatment and used her blood. We used her platelet-rich plasma, applied it onto the skin, and needled it in. And I know she loved it. She said her skin looked so much better after. And yeah, it was fun to work with her on that project.
And I also saw that you developed something called the Dr. Nigma Red Carpet Treatment, which is a facial that your clients can do before big events. And I know a big part of that treatment is applying prebiotics and probiotics topically to improve the skin biome. And I feel like this is sort of like the future of skincare. Like, we hear about it so much. So tell us why there is merit to a topical application of a prebiotic or probiotic, and that why is it not just a gimmick?
You know, the jury's still out on the long-term benefits and even some of the short-term benefits. The skin microbiome too gets, you know, affected by changes in pH and, you know, using a lot of harsh chemicals on the skin or skincare line that's too much, or the environment, pollution. I do use a prebiotic mangosteen extract that's found in my cleanser number one. So I use that with every single patient. And then I'll use the treatment mask, which I am leaving here for you to give to you. We're using that as a prebiotic support to actually help the skin barrier. And so there is some merit to it. There needs to be more research done. What I did was I combined plant stem cells into that and also different hyaluronic acids using biocellulose technology. So I really heavily got in the skincare. Now that I'm in my 50s, it's been, you know, a saving grace that I started all of this in my 30s. So I do think there's a lot of merit in skincare, but remember, you got to start with the gut first.
Shout out to our show partner this week, Blissy. So our chat with Dr. Nigma, it's such a good reminder about the importance of a 360 approach to beauty and wellness. And one area that I do not compromise on is beauty rest. And a big part for me of catching a solid 8 hours a night is having my sleep hygiene on lock. So that means putting my phone away, having sheets that are slightly cooling, sleeping in a dark room. And another non-negotiable for me year round are silk pillowcases. And I've really been enjoying using the Blissy line of silk pillowcases. And Blissy, they're made from 100% mulberry silk, not satin. So there's satin dupes out there, but satin, it's a synthetic fiber, usually like polyester, while the Blissy difference is that they use 100% mulberry silk. And of course, silk, it's a luxurious all-natural fiber, which means it's more breathable, moisture-wicking, and it's gentle. It's also more durable and longer-lasting. Personally, I find that silk pillowcases are better for my hair and skin. I notice when I'm tossing and turning more, when I have a silk pillowcase on, I have less frizz, I have less breakage. And then for my skin, I notice that it's less red. I just find that silk is a lot more breathable. So as someone who suffers from breakouts, I just feel a lot better about having a silk pillowcase. And the Blissy silk pillowcases are the highest quality silk, and they're machine washable and durable. So great news, we have a special offer just for Breaking Beauty listeners. Blissy silk pillowcases are the best ones on the market. They have tons of different prints and colors, and they make great gifts because there's an option for literally anyone, and men love them too. They have over 1.5 million raving fans, and you could be next. Try now risk-free for 60 nights at blissy.com/breaking and get an additional 30% off. Once again, that's blissy.com/breaking, spelled blissy.com/breaking, and use code breaking to get an additional 30% off. You'll wake up feeling better than ever. We'll link to this offer in our show notes and on our website. Now back to the show.
Gut care is the new self-care.
Yes. Okay,
you can TM that one, Dr. Nigma. You can TM that one. Gut care is the new self-care.
Yes.
So
We want to know your personal habits. What did you have for breakfast this morning? What are you having for lunch? What are you having for dinner? And why? How does this benefit you? I need real, tangible examples, because if I don't have a sandwich or a piece of toast, I'm lost.
You know, I try to have protein in the morning, and I'll either do Alyssa Goodman's soup for breakfast. I know it sounds ridiculous, but whoever came up with whatever breakfast is now, it makes zero sense. Like orange juice, coffee, toast, eggs. Those are so hard on your body when you, it's like yeah. you've been sleeping all night and your gut's been rested, and all of a sudden you put this inflammatory food in the body and it's like, you know, what do I do with this? So I'll quite often have like a soup. I'll do chicken soup with a broth with it. And I'll do a protein shake maybe like an hour later. And then I'll 100% always do my vitamin C cocktail every morning without doubt, because it's liposomal technology with zinc and superberry antioxidants. So I get all my nutrients in the morning. And then I'll go home, probably have like some steamed fish or, you know, whatever I had for dinner last night, I'll usually have for lunch. So I've got salmon and vegetables.
Yeah, that's probably key. So you're not wandering around the kitchen just eating, you know, junky snacks because you're not prepared. It's all about being prepared.
It's all about being prepared. And that's why I order from different companies, and or I'll order soups that, you know, they cater to, you know, because it's going to save me long term, you know, with my gut and my skin. So, you know, I know I don't always have the time. And so I don't want to reach out and eat naughty foods. I try not to keep them in the house so that I don't have them. But I do. I do splurge. Like last night, I had a little bit of dessert with dinner. That's just every now and then. It's called the 80-20 rule. Like you can't be perfect all the time.
You gotta live.
There's no, you know, need to food shame yourself.
I do want to ask this because so many people swear by lemon water in the morning, right? Mm-hmm. Like, and it's actually a good thing for your gut.
So yes, it does. I mean, there has been some benefit with apple cider vinegar and also lemon and hot water. And because, you know, our stomach acid has to be between 1.2 and 2 to digest your food. A lot of people are thinking, oh, we need to make sure that, you know, we're alkaline, but the stomach actually has to be acidic in order to digest and then annihilate bad bacteria, in order to increase intrinsic factor, to increase your B12 absorption. And so the stomach acid has to be there. I help people, particularly after the age of 40, because that's when we lose our stomach acid. And it's better than drinking coffee. I don't know why anybody would put caffeine into their body. It just spikes your cortisol, which then causes insulin resistance, and then it causes weight gain. So anyone drinking coffee first thing in the morning, just maybe switch it up. Have food first and then have your coffee. It shouldn't be the first thing that your body gets.
Right. Yeah. I wanted to ask you, I was, again, stalking you on Instagram, and I noticed some comments from people where, you know, there's all this division on social media, but they're like, kind of like an Eastern medicine versus Western medicine. And they're like, you're not even a doctor, like that kind of thing, which I completely see. You like, you're just a wealth of knowledge. But how do you explain how they're not mutually exclusive? You can have multiple different types of health providers in your life, or how would you respond to that, basically?
That's a good question. You know, I have seen those comments, and it's just a lack of education and people not really knowing what naturopathic medicine is. So I think that would be one of the biggest things, is I want to educate my listeners. And if, you know, I educate them, they'll be able to understand that, you know, when you go to naturopathic school, you have to have your pre-med. We do the full training that medical doctors do, but we go above and beyond that. We also learn traditional Chinese medicine, homeopathy, nutritional biochemistry. We look at diet and lifestyle. Medical doctors, most of them don't have any training in food and nutrition and diet in med school. So it makes no sense to me that the type of medicine that we're doing is a drug symptom based. That's not, to me, scientific, actually. It's the opposite of scientific, because anyone can read the Merck manual and go, here are your symptoms, here's a drug, bye. You know, so in that respect, I really like to educate people that learning and looking at the patient at the cellular level, that's real science and that's real medicine. Mm-hmm. And that's the way medicine was before all the drugs came into play. And Listen, there's nothing wrong with drugs. Some drugs work extremely well. And it's just that it's overprescribed. And so, I think that the more education we do, the more we can educate people about eating and wellness, I think that's going to go a long way. And it's really going to help people, you know, stay off taking 5 to 10 drug medications every day. And I think that's the division, is the lack of education there, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm so curious because you're in LA and it's the heart of the wellness world.
Yes.
And you being a doctor, I'm sure you've seen it all. You've probably had every fad come through your office. What kind of irks you right now? Like, what do you think is just snake oil? People shouldn't be dabbling in it at all. Maybe it's a supplement or maybe it's just a practice. What's your take?
It's hard for me to say one specific thing. I would say that really listen to your body. Because if everybody's doing the same thing, it's not going to give you the same result necessarily.
Right.
You know your body best. So listen to your body. And if something to you doesn't work, you know, and it sounds like snake oil, it probably is. Yeah. But the beauty is now people are so much more open to looking at different ways of healing themselves rather than being prescribed a drug or going to their medical doctor and being told there's nothing wrong with them when they have... Right. Many issues, and you know, they're not being resolved by the conventional healthcare model. So people are dying for answers. They want to know what can they do to optimize their health and well-being. And you know, I think giving that kind of information is the most important. And really, again, listening to what your body feels is good for your body.
And our last question for you, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it's been about 7 years since you wrote your book about younger skin from the inside out. Are you working on another book? I don't know if you can divulge that or not. And if you were, what subject is on your mind? What would it be about?
Well, you heard it here first, because I haven't told very many people. I am working on another book. It's on hormones. So stay tuned. Obviously, you know, going through the journey myself with all the hormone changes in my 40s, you know, throughout my life, you know, we think about it, women start going through hormone changes, they get PMS, and then they get perimenopause, and then they get menopause, and then they postmenopause. I mean, it's ongoing for us. So I wanted to write a book about what to do throughout the different stages of your life. And so I'm working on it now. And I'm really excited. I'll let you know as soon as I have a date as to when it will be out. I'm still working on it. So it's not even close.
Thank you so much for your time with us today. And we definitely need to do it again, hopefully in person.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening. You can find details on every product mentioned in today's episode, along with our exclusive promo codes, on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. Every episode will be delivered directly to your inbox, so you won't miss a single thing.
And get social with us. Let us know what you think of the episode. You can follow us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast.
And did you know we also have a private Facebook group? Just search Breaking Beauty Podcast Chat Room.
You can even leave us a voicemail at any time with questions or feedback at 1-844-227-0302.
And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast fix. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, where you can show us some love by writing a review.
See you next Wednesday.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.